أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله العظيم We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most gracious, the most merciful the praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Lord of all the worlds the praise, the thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we praise Him we seek His help we beg Him for His forgiveness We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness to give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is with our partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. And be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we misspoke last week with regards to the month in that Rabi al-Awwal has passed and we are well into Rabi al-Thani. But we have yet to finish learning about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He let us know the importance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying what has not been said of any other prophet. Inna Allah wa malaikatihi yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidun Majid. No other prophet has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this about. So, this topic is very important. And we pray Allah ta'ala that it's informative. But you should know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that this debate that we are going through in these khutbah, this debate, this one debate, in which the most regarded, the top rabbi, came to confront the Muslims and Islam in an attempt to diminish Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and minimize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given. It is important, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that we be familiar with this and pray Allah ta'ala that we pass this information on to our progeny so that they, bi-idhnillah, can be a better generation than the one which we find ourselves in. So let us continue. The rabbi, he said okay to Imam Ali alayhi salam. But what about Ibrahim alayhi salam? He shocked Nimrod by challenging him once he had said that he could give life and death. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, okay, well, my Lord causes the sun to rise in the east. Can you cause it to rise from the west? So Namrud, or Nimrod as he is known, he was confounded. The rabbi then asked Imam Ali alayhi salam, did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam do anything as great as this? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he replied, he did more than that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one day he was approached by a man named Abi bin Khalaf al-Jamahi. And in his hand, he had dusty bones that he had retrieved from a grave. And he showed them to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, من يحيي العظام وهي رميم. For those of you who don't know, it's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Yasin, where he says, قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم. This is what they say. He said, and who will resurrect or revive these bones now that they are dry and dusty? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, قل, say, يحييها من يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم. The one who will give them life again is the one who created them in the beginning. And he is the all-knower of all types of creation. This was Imam Ali alayhi salam's reply. يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. And so he said to the rabbi, this incident was far more shocking for Ali bin Khalaf, then Namrud was shocked by the response of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because whereas Namrud did not have the sun in his hand, and neither did Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ali bin Khalaf had bones in his hand, and he showed them to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without a bat of an eye, said, the one who created those will revive them. He's the knower of all kinds of creation. He's the most knowledgeable creator. The rabbi said, okay. Okay. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, he destroyed the idols of Nimrud and left only one standing. He said, yes, that's true. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did more. He destroyed 360 idols by lopping off their heads that were there at the Kaaba. And he cleared the Arabian Peninsula of all idols. And furthermore, frustrated everyone who worshipped them with the sword. The rabbi said, okay, but Ibrahim, alayhi salam, was ready to sacrifice his son Ismail for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali alayhi salam, he said, that's true. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, that's true. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do more. He said, what do you mean? He said, look at his uncle, Hamza, the lion of Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the battle of Uhud, when he shielded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his body and took arrows and then was cut to pieces. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his sacrifice and give him the best in Jannah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, were it not that it would grieve Safiya, who was his wife, I would let the wild animals and birds consume him, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would resurrect him from their stomachs. But I did not do that, because I did not want it to be a sunnah after me. So that you know why. We bury our dead in this manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left us as a sunnah from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knew that this would be even a greater reward for Hamza. May Allah be pleased with him, radiallahu anhu. And that as Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was ready to make one cut, he was ready to give the whole of his uncle. And knowing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had said, do not think of them as dead. They are alive, those who have died in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you don't perceive it as such. The rabbi said, okay, but Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was cast into the fire and he was patient and he was ready to die. He was ready to give his life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the fire and made it cool and pleasant for him. Can Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claim anything like this? He said, Imam Ali alayhi salam, what you say is true. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given more. He said, now how is that? He said, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid siege to Khaybar, Khadariya poisoned some meat that she offered to the Muslims and to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it was poisoned far before it even got to the tent. But he let him touch it. He let him eat it. And he let the lamb later tell him that it was poisoned. So he said to the rabbi, tell me, O rabbi, which is hotter, the fire or the poison in the stomach? If you don't reply, I'll let you try it. Ibrahim alayhi salam was placed there in the fire, but it never touched him. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted the poison to reach the stomach of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was ready to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't complain about this, and he mentioned in his passing, before he passed, that this was a reason for his going, his passing, his method of leaving this world. Inshallah ta'ala, so that you know, we will be discussing this event in future khutbahs, inshallah. And so that you understand, dying for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the ways that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given this, like all of the other martyrs were given it as well. So he got each and every blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could give a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this, he conferred it upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Okay, said the rabbi. Yaqub alayhi salam, he was given more than anyone, because all of the prophets and messengers came from his bloodline. And even Maryam alayhi salam was from his bloodline. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said that's true. But he gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. He said, what do you mean? Fatima alayhi salam was told by her father, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the leader of all of the women of the children of Adam alayhi salam in paradise. And your children are the leaders of the children in paradise. So which is better, O Rabbi, the leaders on earth or the leaders in paradise? Okay, Yaqub alayhi salam, he lost his son, yet he was patient with the loss of Yusuf alayhi salam. And because of his grieving, he went blind and nearly died from sadness. Tell me, can Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claim something like this? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, yes, it is true. But after the sadness of Yaqub alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him to be reunited with Yusuf alayhi salam. And this made him happy. And yes, Yaqub was truly grief-stricken about the loss of Yusuf alayhi salam. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given more. He said, tell me how. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with only one son while he was a prophet. As you know that Qasim, may Allah be pleased with him, was born to him before he received the bracha, before he received the message. Ibrahim alayhi salam was born after his son Ibrahim bin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born after he received the message. We continue the hadith. He was only blessed with one son who was very dear to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him back to reward Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to give him this experience. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sad, and Yaqub also was sad. Yet Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the soul grieves and the heart shakes. And about Ibrahim bin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are saddened, but we will not utter a single word to incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are all returning to him. So tell me, Rabbi, which is the greater grief? The one who has lost his son and then being reunited with him, or the one who has lost his son who returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never to see him again in the dunya? Okay. Yusuf, said the rabbi alayhi salam, he faced the worst separation, in that he was removed from his father. He voluntarily accepted to be imprisoned to escape adultery. His brothers tried to kill him by leaving him and abandoning him in the well. Allah blessed him with a vision of seeing the moon and the stars and the sun prostrating to him. Tell me, what if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what claim can he lay to something like this? Again, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, what you say is true. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forced to leave his home and was boycotted along with all of the believers for 3 years, that they gave him no food, no water, they would not neither buy from him nor sell to him or the Muslims. And yes, Yusuf alayhi salam was given a vision, foreknowledge of what was to come. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a better vision, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is, that he will see, or rather he saw and he was assured, victory over Mecca, and that the entire city would be converted to al-Islam. Yusuf was placed in the well, while Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trapped in the cave. And Abu Bakr and his companion, radiallahu anhu, was afraid. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was consoled Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, telling him, La tahzan, do not be afraid. Surely Allah is with us. The rabbi started to get a little nervous. Said, okay. Musa alayhi salam. Allah gave him the Torah. In the Torah is the Ten Commandments. Don't tell me that anyone was given greater than this by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, hold it. What you say about what Allah has given Musa alayhi salam is true, but don't go so far. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more than all of what he gave the other prophets and messengers combined. He gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Suratul Baqarah and Suratul Ma'idah, which are mentioned in the Old Testament. He gave him At-Tawaseen, the surahs which begin with Ta-Seen Mim, and Surah Taha and Nifsul Mafsal, which are the surahs, Nifsul Mafsal meaning half of Al-Mufsal, which are the surahs from Suratul Fath to the end of the Holy Quran. These are 67 pages of the Holy Quran. And he gave him Al-Hawameem, which are the surahs that begin with Hameem. And they are mentioned, as Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said here, in the Torah. And he gave him the remaining half of Al-Mufsal. And he gave him At-Tasabih, the surahs which begin with the praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, يُسَبِّهُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, the surahs that begin with this, or يُسَبِّهُ لِلَّهِ سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ, all of these surahs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the ni'mas that he gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than he gave the other prophets. He continued, Imam alayhi salam, these surahs, يُسَبِّهُ لِلَّهِ or سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ, these surahs were mentioned in the Psalms of Dawood alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Suratul Isra, also known as Bani Israel, and Surat Bara, also known as Suratul Tawbah. And they were mentioned in the pages, Suhuf Ibrahim, the pages of Ibrahim alayhi salam, as well as they were mentioned in the pages of Musa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased it for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by giving him the 7 long surahs and Suratul Fatiha, which is Sab'ul Mathani and Al-Qur'anul Azim. So that you know what I'm saying, what is said here, and we can go in several khutbahs about this. The Fatiha by itself is called Al-Qur'anul Azim. And it is known as the oft-repeated verses. So, he continued, and he gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Al-Kitab, the book, and the Hikmah, the wisdom. The rabbi became furious. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa on Mount Sinai. Can Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam claim anything like this? Imam Alayhi Salam, he said, calm down. Don't rush. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than this. It is true that Prophet Muhammad Musa alayhi salam spoke and was spoken directly to by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the valley of Tur on the Mount of Sinai. But he raised Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Isra and Mi'raj. And he went where no human being before him had went, and that is to Sidrat al-Muntaha, the furthest lote tree, as it is called. And he went beyond this place, pushed by Jibreel alayhi salam, who when he looked back, he said, aren't you coming with me? He said, I cannot pass beyond this point unless I will be burned. But you will not be harmed. And he went beyond, all the way, passed through Hujub al-Nur, the veils of light, to the edge of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi began to sweat. But Musa was loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, you spoke the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions this in the Holy Quran, where he says, I endued you, speaking to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, with love from me, in order that you may be raised under my eye. This is the Holy Quran, Surah Taha, Ayah 39. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, you speak the truth, but you're missing the point. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more. It is true that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Musa alayhi salam. But can you tell me any other prophet or messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put his name next to his own? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only done this for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that you cannot accept Islam. You cannot enter the door to become a Muslim unless you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said Imam Ali alayhi salam, named Musa, the one who Allah spoke to. This was his title. And he named Isa, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he named Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Habibullah, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Rabbi, on the day of judgment, all of the members, all of the podiums, not a single one will be left without you hearing the call, a call from them asking, is there anyone, is there any voice here today that will speak the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without mentioning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the rabbi could barely speak, he was so angry. Okay, but the mother of Musa, alayhi salam, Allah gave her revelation. Let her know about Musa and his status. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, what you say is true. But the mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she received more in appreciation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed her name, his name rather, to her, and that she should name him Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that his name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was derived from Allah's great name Al-Mahmud, and that she witnessed a light emanating from her beyond description. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the angels to witness her saying that she bore witness to the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his name and put his name in the Torah among the Asfar. The rabbi couldn't take it. Musa was sent to Pharaoh. He showed him the great signs. Was there ever a soul as brave as this who could face Pharaoh? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, yeah, what you say is true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam to Pharaoh. But look at how many pharaohs Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced. Abi Jahl bin Hisham, Utbah bin Rabi'ah, Sheba bin Rabi'ah, Abi Bukhtari, Al-Nadir bin Harith, Abi bin Khalaf, Munabbih bin Bani Hajjaj, and the five who made fun of him, Al-Walid bin Al-Mughira Al-Makhzumi, As bin Wa'il As-Sahmi, Aswad bin Abd Yaghuth Al-Zahri, Aswad bin Al-Muttalib, and Al-Harith bin At-Talatila. All of these, each one oppressed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than Pharaoh did anything with Musa alayhi salam. The rabbi, he leapt to his feet and he said, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he avenged Musa alayhi salam. Imam Ali said, that's true. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala avenged Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam way more than he did Musa alayhi salam. Let us just talk about the mockers. The first, Al-Walid bin Mughira. He was walking along the street and an arrow struck him in the heel of his foot and he bled profusely. And that with his dying breath he said, the Lord of Muhammad has killed me. As bin Wa'il, he went out to relieve himself. And as he squatted, the stone that he was on cracked beneath him and dropped him into the valley. And as he died, he said, the Lord of Muhammad has killed me. Aswad bin Abd Yaghuth, he went to see and meet his son Zama'. And while he was waiting under a tree, Jibreel grabbed him by the head and smashed it into the tree. And kept smashing it. And he kept calling to his son, save me from this man. And his son said, I don't see anybody but you. And as he lay there dying, he said, the Lord of Muhammad has killed me. As for Al-Aswad bin Al-Muttalib, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had previously supplicated that he would be blind and bereaved of his son before he died. And thus, Jibreel alayhi salam had met him and beat him in the face with a green leaf until he became blind. And it was not until his son had died that he met his death and he said, "The Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has killed me." And Harith bin At-Talatila, he decided to paint himself all black. And he went to his family. And they were so enraged by this action that they met him violently and began to beat him. And they couldn't stop their rage. And they beat him to death. And with his dying breath he said, "The Lord of Muhammad has killed me." Aswad bin Harith sat down to eat a fish. The fish was so salty that he became mad with thirst. And he drank, and he drank, and he drank. But no matter how much he drank, he could not quench his thirst until his stomach burst. And he died saying, "The Lord of Muhammad has killed me." Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should know these five markers, these five persons who decided to make fun of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You should know about this. And obviously there are throngs of people who don't know this. Because anytime that someone says anything, 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 even conceives something against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are messing with the beloved of Allah. And they are only going to bring about their own doom. They don't need any help from us. You should know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, these five people died on the same day in the same hour. Why? See, they had all came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam together. Like, you know, like they bad. They gonna gang up on him and they told him to his face, "You got till lunchtime. Either you change your tune that you are the Prophet and that Allah is one, or we're going to kill you." So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went home. And no sooner than he closed the door, Jibreel alayhi salam appeared. And he said, "As-salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conveyed his peace upon you." And he says, "Fasda'," proclaim openly that which you are commanded, and turn away from the mushrikeen. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "How am I going to face these people and their threat?" Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, "Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een." We got you. Surely we are enough for you with regards to those who mock you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Oh Jibreel alayhi salam, I just left them." Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, "We got this. It's been taken care of." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this debate is long, and we haven't even scratched the surface of it. But it's a good history lesson for us. And if inshallah ta'ala Allah gives us the opportunity, we wish to share it in full with you. But unfortunately not today, for we are at the end of our time. Suffice it to say, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have a great responsibility. We have a great responsibility. We are in an era in which technology has increased, but knowledge has decreased. We are in an era where this new generation expects to receive the knowledge fast and short, as if a few lines can convey wisdom and meaning in a soundbite. And so the habit has become not to read. The habit has become not to study. The habit has become to be willfully ignorant. And so, more importance is placed on the dunya, less importance on the scholarship, on the wisdom, on the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Islam. We will never be able to survive. We will never be able to benefit those generations after us if we don't recognize the value in this deen. If we don't support those institutions here whose mission is to teach La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is not to aggrandize anything that Allah has blessed us to share, but I challenge you to present one place where you've heard this before in this city. I challenge you to show me where you've learned as much as you've learned today in any other masjid. Period. It's not to say, oh, no, that's not the point. The point is, if you see the value, support it. Because inshallah ta'ala, if it continues, you take the share in making it continue. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are facing very serious, 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 serious times. Everything is converging and coalescing into a fist against the Muslims and Islam. And how can the ignorant defend Islam if they don't know? And where else are they going to get it from? If you don't know, you're going to be a victim. If your children don't know, they will be a victim. We already are behind the eight ball, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in that we have already acquiesced. We've given in. We've given them the white flag. In that our children are not here when they need to be here. We want to drag them in when they can't understand anything, and then let them go when they have an opportunity to comprehend. Fight with us at the door. Why can't I bring my baby in here? Well, where's your baby now that he's 17, 18, 19? Oh, well, you know, What good is it going to do him when he's two? But when he can benefit, they ain't nowhere to be seen. Oh, you know how these teenagers are. But yeah, but they're the future. Really, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you can point the finger at me. Where's your son? Exactly. Where is my son? And unfortunately, he may not even be able to pray for me because he doesn't know this deen. I don't want that to happen for any of you. I would hate that to be the case for any of you. But if you don't make the sacrifice now, when you have a chance to put your whole hand around their neck and make this a part of their habit, forget it. Forget it. We concentrate more on PhDs and masters in what? Dunya. And we get the knowledge, but you brothers, you sisters, y'all got to go to work. Where are your kids? I can guarantee you this. The dunya is teaching them everything you don't want them to know. That they are surrounded by people you don't want them to know. They are being influenced by things you don't want them to know. We have this responsibility, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Under us, around us. If this means something to you, it's going to have to be maintained with sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He conveyed to us the sacrifices of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. Both, all of them, sacrificed. There is no way that anything is going to be given to us. You think Obama's going to build masjids? You think this government is going to really tell you about this deen, about what you need to do, and to encourage you to be a good Muslim? They don't want good Muslims. They want Minos, Muslims in name only. That's all they want. Oh yeah, you can be Ali, you can be Muhammad, but don't you dare tell me that, you know, you don't want none of this money over here. Oh, really? You got to watch him. And they're watching. All of the Muslims in New York, and if you don't think they're watching you here, you really are sadly mistaken. And then got the audacity to tell you, oh, ain't nothing wrong with this constitutionally, y'all don't know? Yeah, the audacity to tell you it's okay for us to spy on just you, Muslims. Probably a few of you on the payroll. I wouldn't doubt it. I hope they're paying you enough. And I hope you learn enough. And I hope you teach them. Because you never know. They might be Muslim at the end of the day. Better ones than you. This is, I'm not making jokes. This is real. And the only way they can succeed, pardon me, is with ignorant Muslims. That's it. No way for them to succeed against a Muslim who knows his deen. When is it going to be important for you to be that Muslim? And to make sure your children are those Muslims. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is real. And it means a real, serious sacrifice. We asked you, and seriously asked you, to at the minimum, you may have a negative bank account right now. You may be thinking in your mind, I got to go find me some money so that they don't close my account. That's your circumstances right now, maybe. But nothing prevents you from making the intention, oh Allah, bless me to help this masjid continue. That doesn't cost you a single penny. To make that sincere, serious intention, oh Allah, bless me to continue, to help this masjid to continue. No matter what my circumstances now, please, oh Allah, bless me. And I will do the best that I can. And you would have won. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't give you nothing else, you would have won. For those of you who have it, it is a trial on you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. You are losing. The longer it sits in your pocket, the more you will lose. But what you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you gain. Countless are the examples of people who had far more wealth than all of us in this masjid combined. Where are they? Dust. Where's their money? In somebody else's bank. And they went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with empty hands. There's a hadith where they say on the day of judgment, the kafirun will be choking, trying to choke and beat up the Muslims. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me about this? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. If you think that somebody got better than that, Allah is going to ask you about it. If you think that $1 billion, $1 trillion, $1 gazillion is better than La ilaha illallah, Allah is going to ask you about that. Your eyes on that, ooh, I want this dunya. And Allah put La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah on your tongue. What He gave you will outweigh the earth and 7 like it and its 7 heavens. So how stingy can we be when we have an opportunity to show our appreciation and to continue the mission and the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Many of us come from many different lands, and every single one of those places, they won't accept your sadaqah. Here, you have a great opportunity. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for Allah's face, for Allah's face, and in thanks for Him giving you Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prophet, give to this house. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.